Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. This is Patty Sherwin, and we are going to be having another wonderful show talking with Annie Ford, with your angels. If anyone hasn't had the chance to have a reading with her, I'm just going to explain kind of what she does. She is a wonderful channel that can get in touch with your guardian angel. And your guardian angel is the one that has, or an angel, doesn't have to be a guardian angel, but someone that has been with you and has kind of has your best interest at heart and has kind of been with you through many lifetimes possibly. And so we're going to talk to her, and she'll be able to tell you your angel's name. So if you ever had a question about who is the person that you feel, sometimes you feel a warmth around you, sometimes you feel just something that feels just great, you just know that you're being helped, that probably could be your angel or your guide. I have two different ones that happen for me. One is obviously my angel. I feel really warm when I'm working, and all of a sudden it feels like somebody is hugging me and they're just around me, and I feel just calm all of a sudden come over me. And when my guide is with me, it feels like they're more in front of me, almost like I'm like side by side with an energy, or they're, you know, that I feel them present for me. So if this has happened for you and you kind of are feeling those things, that could be the some of the questions that you could come and ask Annie about. I also do readings, so if I feel anything that's coming up your way that feels like you might want to know about it, I would totally give you my inspiration on it, I kind of feel. So today I am in Rhode Island, of all places. I am no longer in Lake Tahoe, where I'm usually call in from, where my show is usually from. But I'm in Rhode Island visiting old friends and family, and I went to a New Age convention here to meet some more channels and psychics, and they were just wonderful. So I'm hoping that we're going to have even more exciting people on the show. So really what comes to mind for me, being that I've been kind of engulfed with family and friends for the past 6 days, is that where you come from is the original sense of who you are. So if you've had an experience where you say, gee, I really outgrew that place, or I, you know, those people are not my people anymore, the truth is they are your people still. They were the original people. So I had that awareness during this trip, and I really have to share that with you. It's been a wonderful time. But I'm going to see if who's on the line. Let's see if we can see if Annie's here. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I am back east.
Yes, didn't you say you were earlier?
I'm in Rhode Island and visiting family and friends here, so
nice.
It's been fun being, I mean, are you getting all this rain as well?
Every other day we're getting it here.
Oh, really? I mean, it was just pretty much nonstop all day today here, so we have been just, you know, withstanding the elements, but it's still so nice to see everybody, so... I was just explaining about if people had any questions about their angels, and possibly like if they have felt them around them, if indeed maybe they had some questions about what it was they were feeling. So I know a lot of people have had experiences of spirit around them, but they didn't know whether or not it was an angel or their guide, or even just the other side contacting them. So I thought maybe you could talk a little about that for them, so maybe they'd have a better understanding.
Sure. I have a friend who actually calls me almost every other day to tell me the angels that are in his life all the time.
Really?
It's really sweet, yeah. And so I pretty much, I open myself to listen, because everybody that I talk to about angel experiences, they they're all different. Each individual is so unique and different that it's just it's a great thing
mm-hmm.
to have in your life that you can even recognize it, because there's many people that I come in contact with come to me and say, "What do? You talk to angels?"
Yeah.
It's not that they have no clue. It's that, you know, they're so engrossed in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was the same way, but I always knew something was around the corner. Something.
Right. So let's say, I mean, this is kind of, I'm just going to put it out there because I have a feeling that a lot of callers may want to call and ask the question, gee, I have a feeling that someone's around me, and I was just wondering whether or not. So I want you to know that if you are calling right now to talk to Annie, I will be taking your call. So don't hang up. Stay on the line, and we will get to you. So just stay on the line because I'm going to take them in order. So we have an hour to take your call, so please start calling, and we will help you answer some of the questions that you may have. I'm not necessarily an angel reader like Annie is, so I pretty much am more of a medium and psychic. So if I have any input, I will put it in there for you, so maybe you'll have even more information. I do see a caller, so Ann, let's take that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's hold on a second. Hi there. Oh, you're on the air. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistics. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Sharmina Wiley.
Hi, Sharmina Wiley. How are you?
I'm good.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, wow. Las Vegas. So are you having any questions you'd like to ask Anne or myself that maybe we could help you with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I could type both of you guys' input on this.
Okay.
Okay, my question is concerning love. I'm just curious about if love will be coming my way anytime soon, or will I be reunited with my ex? And this person's name is Sol, as an S-O-L. And do you have anything to tell me about this situation here?
Well, let's have Annie do the first reading, and I'll see what I can pick up as she talks.
Okay.
So.
Hi, Sharmina.
Okay, Annie.
Hi, Sharmina. How are you?
Hi.
I'm
okay.
Your voice. You sound so. You're such a lovely spirit, and right away my angels are. It's like they're like showing me they love. Your hair, they're just saying you take your breath away. So I just had to say that.
Well,
you're very
sweet.
Okay, Dale, you're asking me about someone. Are you not with this person now? I'm assuming, right?
Yes, but it feels like I'm with them, just not physically.
I see right away a break. You need a break right now. Because
mm-hmm.
right now I feel like you needed some healing from some little stress you may have been experiencing, not necessarily with the relationship, but in your life.
Yeah.
Be it with your job or maybe relationship with other people. Which does affect your love life in a way, because it blocks things. And I could tell you, angels are with you all the time. I do feel that, because right away when I was listening to you, they were telling me that you were such a breath of fresh air, and then I proceeded to tell you that. So. Now, if you're going to go back with him, I'm trying to still feel a little bit here.
It's a her, and her name is Soul.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I meant to...
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I was just wondering, I'm getting that April 9th came up for me, and that would be kind of a time that you're going to be seeing her again. And it's somewhere in your work or around your work that she goes to, that you go to together. And it felt like a club, it felt like dancing, it felt like music was around you. So I'm getting that around the April 9th time, you'll be rejoining with her. And there may be some kind of communication again that's positive, that really brings you to a more understanding of a place. It feels like she was very unsure about her placement in the relationship. It felt like she wasn't quite over with a past relationship. It's saying past. So it felt like she was still holding on to some past that it was tough for you to kind of break through. So
yes.
April 9th seems like there will be a breakthrough, that you'll be able to meet with her, talk with her, and kind of get to a higher level of understanding. It doesn't feel like over. It doesn't say over. It says
right. Continued.
So I feel like, yes, you will be continuing. I have a feeling that she lived a kind of a double life. She didn't really have an experience that she was quite aware of right off the bat. So she has a little bit of baggage. Like, I'm going to say baggage meaning like children.
Yes.
It feels like, okay. So
yes,
that...
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the problem with this relationship. She has children. She's not quite really knowing which way to go with it because of that. So you...
How is she feeling about me right now?
Yeah, totally feeling you, wishing you were there. She has a real sense of loss. She wishes that she could be more clear in herself. It feels like she really just didn't... She's not quite accepting herself, if you know what I mean. She hasn't quite accepted the way that she is as the way that it is. And so you come along, you're very grounded person, you're very loving, you want to have this great relationship, and she's had a lot of chaotic relationships.
Yes.
And so you represent something she's very unsure of how to be in, okay, if you know what I mean.
Is she like scared?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. It's not scared as much as not knowing how to be in a relationship the way that you want to be in a relationship. Deanne, are you feeling that too?
Yes. What I was, when you were, the angels are saying there's a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
This is good. This is good.
Yes.
Just like Patty was saying, the line was drawn. So it has to end, so you start anew now.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is ask for your angel's help, Neil.
Yeah.
They will definitely help you on your way. One angel, great angel to use, to call on, is
mm-hmm.
Archangel Shamuel.
Wow.
That's the angel.
Is Shamuel, like, always with me?
Yes. Yes, especially in love. I did get your angel's name. She came through. She told me to say, tell her name. You can talk to her, too. Her name is Isabella.
Isabella. That's a nice name. Hi, Isabella.
She giggled. So you can ask any situation before you say when you do meet her on that date, the April date, because right away I got a sign of it's coming soon. So
yeah. I do too. And April 9th is not too far away. It's only probably about 2 weeks, not
I
even
know,
10 days
it's only
away.
Right here.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. This is the best meeting I ever had. Thank you, Angel.
I do have a feeling you will be running into her at a place where there's music. It feels like a bar almost to me. I see you kind of like a social thing, you know, social area, social gallery,
yeah.
Something that almost where you met her before, it feels like. It feels like around work. I don't know why. I'm getting kind of
because me and her work together. That's what we met at.
Super. And that's why. So don't give Lou faith. If it's telling me good things, she's got to just. You just have to come up a little bit with your honesty and your love and patience for each other. Because I see
Thank
that
you
yes. need to have some patience with her, and if you do. and you just kind of let her be where she is with her children, with everything that's changing, with how you are, because she's not used to a very nice lady. You know, she's not. She's used to kind of in and out relationships. So
I totally almost gave up hope because we, like, haven't spoken, like, two, three months now.
Yeah. And
I was like, how does she feel about me? It was driving me crazy. I could barely sleep. Like, all of this love I share with her is so confusing. One minute she's happy, next minute she's not. Which one is it?
Yeah. And she was confused. I think that that was the big thing. Confusion is a very hard place for love to settle in. It can't root itself if there's confusion. So
I
think
didn't
of
even
it
know
that
it wasn't over because, well, we knew each other for 6 years and we were really close, and I always have not show her nothing but love. And I'm like, how could somebody be so cruel? How could somebody just, and I'm such a good person to her. She never met no one like me. I'm like, are you serious?
But
exactly. I feel so much better. You just don't know. I could probably sleep tonight.
You will. And I want you do. I want you to, like Anne said, really ask the angels to come in to give you the Samuel to give you. Is it? Well, who did you say was with her love?
Samuel.
Yeah, Samuel.
Oh,
Samuel. Okay.
Yes,
so I know that having some of that angel protection, love, security is going to give you an appealing energy to when you meet her again. You know what I mean? You will be full of light and love, and she'll be very attracted to that. So, you know, be very grounded in that, knowing that you have been a lovely, wonderful friend, lover, whatever it is, and that she knows that. And I feel like she really has missed you a great deal. She really has.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if there's any other questions we can help you with, if there's anything you'd like to ask, because we do have time. So, if let's see what else we're thinking.
What are you guys going to tell me? Like, have the angels told you anything else about me? Because, you know, I haven't got a reading in a long time. This is probably going to be my last one for a while.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Let's see.
Because the one... Well, let's see.
Regarding my financial, my career, anything else about love, just give it to me all.
No, I'm seeing food around you.
Okay, because I eat a lot.
Okay. No, I just see that, you know, not just a little food, but a lot of food. Like did you ever work in the food industry?
No, but
no.
I literally cook every day.
Okay.
For my family.
So it is like a passion of yours is cooking.
Yes.
Okay.
I love cooking.
All right. What it's telling me is that that is something you could possibly do as a really good career if you were ever thinking of changing.
And I was too. Last month, me and my sister had a long conversation about that. She was like, because I live in Vegas now, but I'm from New York. She's like, literally, it may sound crazy, but I can't wait for you to come back. Can you, like, make me a big meal? Why don't you ever go to school for that or something? And we just, like, got into a real long conversation about that.
Yeah, I really see that so clearly, that if you decide to move in that direction, you are going to do very, very well. I mean, really well. I mean, if you opened a little cafe or if you had, like, even a catering thing going, you will do phenomenal. So I want you to keep
totally
that option.
See that.
Yeah, I want
because
you to keep.
Because I put my love into cooking.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like I see like people going out of their way to come to eat with whatever you've cooked because it's made with such love. So I really, really want you to look at that as a future. I think if in the next 2 to 3 years, if you decide to do this, it will be a great, wonderful business for you, and you will enjoy it.
I got hands standing up on my arm.
Okay, good. All right, good. So, Annie, anything for you?
Well, I actually, when you were saying that, the angels were showing me actually her rushing around like she was in her, like, a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Not,
wow.
Like, orders. Like, she was saying, here,
taking.
You gotta do, like, she wasn't taking them, but she was saying, you know, hey, you know, like a maitre d' does?
Yeah, like a manager kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was in charge of everyone.
Yeah, I do too.
And they showed me the abundance card. I got the abundance card for her. So if you're a little bit worried about your finance, just say, "Angels, I know you can take care of me."
You hit it right on the nose. Yeah. I've been stressing about my finances, something major.
When you do feel stressed, just say, real simple, ask your angel, Isabella, please, I don't want to worry about this. I need to worry and focus on new things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also coming around the corner. You may even meet someone new.
Wow,
and,
really?
And it's always good to have someone new who is like-minded to you. It may be just a close friend, a good friend.
That will help her with this,
Definitely look for that. And I also got a nudge from Archangel Michael. The negative energy that you do harbor and hold, he can take that away from you. Archangel Michael is like the best angel. You can even just basically talk to him too. But he helps you with negativity and to remove it, because you still do have some. Ask him to take it away from you before you go to bed.
Okay, because I'm writing all of these angels down.
Okay.
I'm taking notes.
Good.
So Archangel Michael will help you with that. But definitely look
for that down
packed. Now,
I want to know, is there anybody who has crossed over? Do you get something from the name of Frances Moore or Peggy Ruffin?
Is one of them your mom?
No, one of them was like a mother figure.
Okay, yeah. Because I was all of a sudden got total maternal on this one. I was going to say that before, that there is a woman on the other side that's very maternal, but it felt like, well, we're not going to, that's a whole other show. But this woman is so just beautiful and bright, and she comes to you a lot of times at night. She says when you wake up at like 3:13, 3:22, she's giving you a time frame. When you wake up in the threes, then you kind of feel a presence around you. That's her.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
wow.
She's telling me that, yes. And she has like, did she like to wear the color yellow?
That's her favorite color.
Okay, because I am seeing this woman.
And
she has
yellow flowers all
around her. Yellow all around her. She just is full of yellow. She just was this beautiful, bright spirit, loved the color yellow. And she is just so right next to you. Actually, she's right there right now. And I'm seeing her. She's smiling. She's very beautiful. She always liked, did she wear hats?
Oh, my God. I literally got two.
Okay. Because she has a beautiful...
She goes to church. She never, ever went to church without a hat. Always a fancy hat, fancy suit. Wow.
That's her, man. That's her. So she's right there, right with you right now. She gave me chills. She's saying that she wants you to be... She's just telling me that... She's saying, "I always knew you were different." That's what she said. And she's smiling. She's smiling. She's okay with it. And she's really hoping that somebody can see your beauty and love you for who you really are. She's telling me, "Don't settle for less." She said, "Don't tell her not to settle for less." So she's very aware that you have a big heart and you're really wanting to be in love. And she says, tell her to be very choosy, that, you know, not to just let anybody in, because you're just a really wonderful spirit. She doesn't want anybody to take advantage of you. Okay? So, and she's beautiful. She's around you. She tells me that she sends you things, and she's just telling me now that she will send you dimes. So when you see dimes on the floor, ground, when you're walking, that's her, okay? She's telling me dimes. So they can really. So if you are thinking of her and you walk down the street, you see a dime, she's saying hello. She's telling me that's how she can get to you.
You got to be kidding me. You will not believe this. I have a dime on my bed. I can literally go like this. I have a dime.
There you go. She's very clear. Okay, we're good then. We're doing really well tonight. So that's wonderful. So we're really
like scary.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Now, I keep hearing a song that she sings, and it sounds like a gospel song, and it sounds like Amazing Grace. And it's this beautiful voice I keep hearing. So I hear her singing this song that you, when you hear it, you think of her. It's a gospel song. It feels
actually,
like
that's the song that I sung at her funeral.
Really? That's it. She's thanking you then. She's saying thank you for that song. So
that is so crazy.
Blessings. Yeah, she's a wonderful spirit. You're lucky that you have such a wonderful, loving mother figure that has helped you throughout your time. She's really, she said it was her honor to love you.
Wow.
So, great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna take some other calls, so you can be welcome to listen, and if you want to call back and let us know how it goes, we're gonna have other shows, okay? And you want to say goodbye?
Bye, Tina. It was so nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
It was so nice talking to both of you guys. Thank you so much. You are blessings. You really are created by God's hand.
Blessings, love. Blessings. It's all good. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're talking to Patty and Ann on Heart and Soul Holistics. Who am I talking to?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're good.
I don't know. What I wanted to talk to you about was getting ready to make a move,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling a little stressed out. I'm worried about the time it's going to take me to find a new house and what the problems that could go into that, and I was just wondering if you could tell me anything that might make me feel a little better.
Sure. So I'm going to let Ann talk to you for a bit and see what she comes up with. While you're talking, I'll see what I see.
Hi, Mark.
Okay.
Nice to hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. How's your show going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, we're having a very good time. Okay.
It sounds like it. It sounds like your guys are coming up with a lot of good information. So, like I said, I'm just a little stressed over this whole thing, and I'm just worried will it take a long time, or it's been a while since I moved, you know, and I'm just feeling a little bit, actually a little sick in my stomach about it. But I'm hoping that everything's going to work out good. So. Maybe you guys could help me out along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing but good information comes from here. Actually, I have, yes, the Serenity card
mm-hmm.
that came through. It says you're moving into a time of great inner peace and tranquility. You definitely need peace of mind. All you have to do is, the big thing here is trust. This takes, when you trust that everything will be fine, get rid of those negative feelings. When you get negative feelings, angels love taking that away, because we as humans put so much energy into it that we actually infuse it to make it worse, but angels don't. They actually love to take those challenges on and take that stress away from you. So you just say, hey, angel, take this away from me. I know it'll be good. And move on to your next thing that you want to do. I'm looking to see which angel's good for this. So, Patty, do you want to?
Yeah, what I got was 16 months. 16 months within the next 16 months. So it's not going to happen quite as quickly as you might like it to, but it will happen that you will sell your property. In the meantime, I did see, I don't know why, but it feels like the country to me is where you may be moving to, more like Connecticut, or that, I don't know if that's even in your area, but I just saw that. So it felt like country to me. I saw trees, and it was very pretty and tranquil, and it was almost like a condo complex that you will be moving into, which really will represent peace for you, because it won't be difficult. It will be easy to take care of, and it will be someplace for you to retire and to be in, you know, an older man and not have to stress and worry about anything. 16 months is a little long, but you least will get the price that you like. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You may have offers to come in before then, but if you just hold out a little bit, you will get the price that you want. did a grandmother, a grandmother came up for me. So grandmother energy came up around you. So I'm getting that grandmother's energy around finances. It's interesting. The name Esther came up. Esther, like with an E. It felt like this, your grandmother, has something to do with the property, and I don't know why, but I'm just going to say what I saw. Do you live with her? Did you live with her? Was it her house? Was there some reason?
No, but maybe with what you were saying, I'm looking to move out of the city into the country.
Okay.
And I know my grandmother was, you know, she never lived in the city. She was in that.
In the country, okay, because that could be, all right, because the country and your grandmother came up at the same time, so don't know what that was about.
Yeah, it could be something along those lines.
Okay, all right. I see you, around you, I just keep seeing automobiles, cars.
Maybe I'm moving out of the city to get away from them, I don't know, but.
Yeah. I do, and it could be that is something that is no longer going to be a stress for you. It feels like you're going to be away from the noise, and serenity came up, which is interesting, but it's going to be a good positive move for you. 16 months might seem like a long time, but I think it's enough time. It feels like the angels, you know, it felt like that you need at least that much time to pack up your things, find a new place, you know, really like where you're going to go. I even saw Florida came to mind, a real warm climate. Are you thinking of going someplace completely different?
No, not right now, but
no.
In the
but
future,
eventually?
That's what I go. Yeah.
Yeah,
when I do retire, I would like to go someplace a little warmer.
Warm, yeah. And that would be where you will go.
Yeah. I'm slowly but surely getting to where I want to be. I appreciate your information.
Uh-huh.
The time frame is not the best I've heard, but as long as things are going to work out, that's what makes me happy.
It will work out because you're going to need time to find the new place. You're going to need time to really, to really move things. You don't want to be rushed.
Right.
What you might do, and this is, it's coming up, rentals. You may actually find the place, rent out your place until it sells. And then you might know this person that says no. So I'm guessing you may know the person that will stay in your property until it really sells at the price that you'd like.
Okay.
I see. Do you live like, it feels like there's a park near where you live now. Is there like a, I want to say it begins with a B. Now, I have no idea why. I don't know where you, it begins with a B, the area that you're in. Is that right? Like, is there a B to where you live? You can say yes or no.
Yes, in the subsection of the city I live in.
Is it? Okay. And this is a pretty good area, then, for selling.
Okay.
You know, it's a good area. People like the area. It's a good family area kind of thing, is it? Yeah. And it's kind of up and coming. It feels like a good energy around you. So you're going to want to get the top dollar. It does say decorating. I see that you may have to come in and kind of decorate your place a little bit so to sell at that the higher rate that you might like to get. So if you know anybody who's really a top-notch decorator, I want them to come in, take a look, maybe paint the walls, change things around, make it a little bit more feminine. I'm going to say the word feminine because it feels like when I walk into your place, I'm looking at a lot of masculine energy, you know what I mean? So I want you to kind of like have somebody come in there and walk through your property and help you put things in a nice place, good feng shui. And if you do that, it will sell even faster. That's what it's telling me.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I believe I could use some help in a feng shui.
Okay, good. All right. So you know what that's about. So I really want you to do that. If you really, if you're getting worried and it's not selling, that's why. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your help, and those are some very good pieces of advice.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your love life? Don't you want to know about that?
I think it's fine, but if you want to tell me something different, go right ahead.
Well, it is fine. It is fine, but I actually saw that you will be... the move that you're going to be taking, is there going to be a question on where you're going to be because of a woman involved? Like, she's going to have to like it, too?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And that's why
definitely.
Maybe, and that is why it might take a little bit longer. Yeah.
Okay.
you know, she has different tastes than you. You might say, oh, that's great, and she might say, oh, no, it's not where I want to be.
She's a good bit about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Anne, go ahead, love.
I did find an angel that helped with mirrors. His name is Raguel. It's like Ragu, R-A-G-U.
Oh, really?
And he has at the end of his name, E-L. So he actually helps with the stress and the upheaval that you're feeling. So you can actually call on him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it, but I could use some help.
I do agree with Patty, what she said about it. Stuff like this does take time, although we would like it to take quicker. But mm-hmm. once the house sells, it's in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Your home's going to come next. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
That's good. I appreciate all your help.
Yeah, I do. I do see it happening for sure. And you know, just put the feelers out. Go take drives around. I want you to start doing that. Really take drives in areas that you probably have never been before and see if that might be where you'd like to move. And ask the angels, even your head, you know, ask Rangoon to take you to the area that will be a really beautiful, peaceful place to retire in, you know. It seems like you're a little too young to retire. It feels like
that. Yeah, I got a few more years to go.
Yeah, you're not ready. Yeah,
I'm starting to get into retirement mode, but I'm too young to get there yet. So
yeah,
I'm looking for a spot that's going to transition me into where I go from there.
Right,
so.
Right. And I would say that, you know, that's what the problem might be for you and finding that immediate place for you. And so if you think of the angels really making sure you're happy, so even if it's taking longer, really thank the angels for letting it take as long as it will so that you find the perfect place. Because I know that we want it to happen right away, but if it happened right away, it may not be where you'd really like to be. So longer and more thought and more listening and kind of trusting, letting go of all that I have to do kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, just let it go because it's coming. And your girlfriend's going to have to like it too. And so that may take even longer. But I have a sense that she's a lovely lady and you will have, you know, a nice place that you'll be proud of. And it almost feels near the water to me. So I don't know if that's possible for you guys. But it feels like there's water. Yeah? Okay.
That's where I'm looking somewhere.
Okay, good, good. It feels like water around you. It feels like that's where you need to go and be near water. Yeah. So wait it out. It will happen. You want to get top dollar. Get that designer in there. Get rid of all the – I feel like you have a lot of sports memorabilia things around. I want all of that out of the house. Anything that has any male energy, I want just to kind of clean up your act, okay? Get it nice and neutral and pretty and some, you know, maybe not too just contemporary kind of feeling. That's what's going on right now, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, love.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
Yeah, thank you, love. You can keep listening. I'm just going to take some more calls.
Of course.
Okay, love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark. All right. Let's see. Who do we have? Okay. Where is he? Okay, hi. Hi, you're on the air. This is Patty. I'm talking to you at an 856 number. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi, this is Colleen. I'm calling to talk to Anne and Patty. I'm so excited to get through.
You got through.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Anne, if you could tell me who my guardian angel is.
Okay.
Because I do. I talk to the angels all day long, every day. But I was just wondering if it could be like a little more specific to my guardian angel. And my other question is that I'm like in between where I feel like I'm supposed to be in job-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm working in a holistic healing center that I love, but I'm wondering, is this where I'm supposed to be, or is this just my stepping stone, or if you could see where I'm supposed to go?
Okay. I'm going to let Anne talk to you, and then whilst you're talking, I'll read.
Okay. Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, as soon as I asked, I said, what is Colleen? Guardian angel's name, right away Cynthia came in. Cindy, Cynthia?
Oh, wow.
He said specifically Cynthia. Yeah. Tell her Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly hear that name, Mother.
No.
Let me see what she says, anything else. She's laying out the red carpet for you. Honestly, that's what I got. She's laid out a red carpet, meaning, like, she's actually, I guess you'd say she's very pleased with you. She bows to you. She's very, she knows what kind of person you are.
Oh, thank you.
And she loves you very much.
Oh.
I'm going to do a, see if we get further. If Patty's still.
Yeah. Yeah, Mama. Okay. Boy, Colleen, you are an amazing spirit. It just came up a lot of things. No, I got face and massage. So do you do either one of those?
Do I do what?
Facials or massage?
No, I work at where we do therapeutic massages. And I am not a therapist.
Uh-huh.
I do Reiki healing, and
okay.
I'm the office manager. But I do massage my boss.
Okay, it does seem like you should be doing that. It's real clear.
Really?
First thing I wrote was massage therapy. So if you're wondering what you should be doing, that would probably bring you more money, a little more into the arts that you love, and that's healing and energy, I would highly recommend doing massage therapy. You would be a phenomenal massage therapist, okay? That is going to take you a little bit, but you could maybe take a 6-month class someplace and just start getting towards your license, you know.
Yeah.
Even go online and see if there's some places that you could just go to for a long weekend and start the classes, you know. But I do see that you're going to do both facials and massage, so it's going to be probably a year and a half before you get your license. But I know that the thought of school sounds like a difficult thing to do right now because of, you know, obligations and time and money and all that. But if you put it out there, I want you to really put it out there. If that's what you're supposed to be doing, you will just, something will come. They'll give you a pamphlet. The next thing you know, you're going to meet the person. And just like Reiki, it all came to you. Same thing with the massage. And it will help your Reiki practice as well if you had that massage license. So... but that came up big, big, big. So I'm guessing if the question was about your work, yeah, you are totally going to be changing because you're going to be getting deeper into the healing arts. And you are a wonderful healer. You've been a healer a very long time. It's telling me, I'm sure you have had many lifetimes where you were knowing your psychic abilities and your healing abilities. And so this lifetime, you will actually have a chance to do it. So it's very powerful that you push through.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, that you push through this and you start
mm-hmm.
doing it. Because we need you. This is what we're here to do. This is why all the healers are finally popping out of the woodworks. Because, you know, we were, you know, if you think about it, we were killed in past lives for having this gift. We were killed. We were, you know, persecuted. We were hung. We were burned. You know, Joan of Arc came up
for me. Well, you
know,
it's funny that you should say that because I always felt like that's what happened to me before.
I did, yeah.
Because I'm so afraid to say and speak up.
I know.
About what I do or, you know, anything like that. So
I know,
unless
so.
I know that you already accept that, I won't even mention it.
Yeah. But you got to, this is what we're here to do. Because if you stay quiet, you're going to go through another lifetime of living that torment that first lifetime had to withstand and die for. So this is the lifetime to step out and stop being afraid, to be heard for what you think and feel. I know you're psychic. I know you see things. They say, oh, she sees things all the time. So I'm getting you see things around people a lot when you're working with them and you hear things. So I really want you to, if you were doing more massage and really doing it at the level that you could be doing it, you will even become more of a master because it will open up a lot of the premises and
that,
kind
you
of...
You know, it's so funny that you say that because the two people that I work with constantly say to me, just because I massage them, but I just do it because we work together, and
right.
I can't get in trouble because I don't have a license.
Right.
And they tell me all the time, oh, you have to go to school. You're just a natural. You're so good at this. And
you
I think, oh, yeah, right.
No, it's true.
Oh, well,
it's so true. It's so true. I mean, it's
you,
like, yeah, it's so true. It's like, oh, you know, some people, yeah, maybe, but no, no. This was like big,
oh,
loud
no.
and clear. First thing I wrote was massage therapist. Okay, so that's good. Now, children keep coming up for me. Children, do you have children? Do you want?
Yeah, just a few.
Oh, you have a lot. Okay,
no, I'm babysitting my two grandkids right now. I have five
okay,
kids.
Okay, children. Not
yeah.
that they didn't say it was yours. They just say I keep seeing children. Mm-hmm. So you really love children, right? You're just
oh, yeah.
drawn to them. They're drawn to you. I just see that you just are just so beautiful because you can allow those children to be the special spirits that they are. And they know that you see them, you really see them. And that makes you special because you know that they are psychic kids, right?
No, yes.
And,
oh, my gosh, yes.
Exactly. You know that they see the other side, and you let them, like, talk about it and their imagination. You believe them. You know it's true. So that's because that's who you are. You know, you were an indigo kid. You started out seeing the other side, and then I'm sure through people saying maybe that wasn't cool, you shut it down. And now,
right.
now the chance.
Oh, we were just talking about that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About how we knew when we were younger, and we completely shut it off.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't fit in, and
no.
how hard our life would have been if we would have spoke up about it.
Right, and that's why now, I just got myself goosebumps on this level, that's why now the time is right. And I'm going to say that again. That's why now the time is right. Okay?
Okay.
Right, Ann?
Right, Ann?
Right,
are you
right
listening,
Ann? Yes, that's me.
Yeah. Let's see what she was thinking. Angels.
Well, when I was... I agree with the staying in the business of what she's doing because mm-hmm. I received the nature card, and nature has to do with, of course, all the what the plants and give to holistic. So her being in that industry where she applies with essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
The earth belongs to her, so she needs to definitely, when she needs to start learning more so that the nature's her, it's like her being.
Mm-hmm.
That's her. So she needs to just throw herself into it, and because nature is her best friend. So
mm-hmm.
Learn
mm-hmm.
all you can about, grow your gardens, you know, for they're going to save you, so they'll keep you sane.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my garden every year. That's my, like, I call that my sanity.
Yeah.
Where I go out and I sit, I actually sit on the dirt and pull the weeds out just while I'm sitting there because it's what keeps me grounded,
mm-hmm.
you know? And if I can't get to have my garden, then I have to go to the beach and walk in the sand,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. But that's why that it's, your grounded energy on this planet is so powerful because of that awareness, you know? It's like you are a part of it, like a tree. You know, we are a part of this amazing energy system that we're a part, you know, we're walking on. A lot of people just walk. They don't
yeah.
see themselves at all.
You
part
know,
of it.
I did too. I did too. Mm-hmm. And then until, you know, I guess it was pretty, you know, recently
mm-hmm.
when I realized everything that I'm doing. And then I look back and think, oh, my gosh, it was all on this path to be where I am right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, where I took so much for granted. Now it's, oh, my gosh, it was all lessons and learning experiences.
I do see that if, like, within the next 5 years, if you did go off and got your massage license, I actually see you really moving into an area that's very beautiful, green, and, you know, has a lot more to offer you in that way. It felt like... I don't know, upstate, you know, someplace that is more a place where you could really have a big garden and it would be like you could grow herbs, and it just feels like that's like down the road after you.
Well,
kind
that,
of,
we have a 5-year plan too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
for 5
yeah.
years after we get with kids through school and
uh-huh.
then it's us, and then we're going to move and
mm-hmm.
have the
And it will manifest because it is what you're supposed to be doing too. I see herbs, tinctures, things you're gonna, yeah, for sure. And you know, it feels really good to me when I feel into you. I just feel like, huh, you know, you are so listening, and you're just aware of what you are in, your moment, and your abilities to help, and just being that bright spirit that you are. And that's really ultimately what we're here to do, is to know that that is all you really are doing every moment, is just being that great big spirit, so that you don't even have to say anything. You know, people want to be with you. They want to see your energy because it ignites them at a higher level. So that's what I feel you're doing, and it just feels so good to me. Thank you for doing that. We need you, more of people like you.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me tonight.
Oh, hey, this is what we're here to do. We love it. But I'm going to take the next caller, if you don't mind. You can stay.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Listen.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be listening.
All right, love. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. Hi, you're on the air. This is Patty and Annie. Who am I talking to? Hello? I'm talking to a 610 area code. Hello? Hello? 610? Hello? Oh, I think they're... Hello? Yes, hi. Hello? I don't know, Annie.
Dropped off.
Sometimes they drop, but they're there. I see them, so maybe they went and got a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Angel energy is really strong tonight.
Yeah, with the full moon.
That's right.
Yeah, the full moon was just so amazing. So I was just impressed with the energy in general, you know, just wow. So, well, I'm going to see. Let me just see if they can... I can get him online again. Hold on. Hello, 610. Are you there? Is this
Hello.
Patty? Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Who are we talking to?
My name is Rose.
Rose.
How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Rose. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if I can get an angel reading with Anne Ford.
Sure.
Sure.
Do you have anything? But I also want to know if I can get it for my daughter.
What do you mean?
It's not really for myself.
Oh, just for your daughter? Sure.
Yeah.
I could do that. Do you have a question while I do that?
Well, I do. She goes to a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are going to have a May procession. And what they do is they allow the classmates to vote for who would be best to be May Queen. So my question is there any way I can ask her angel or my angel or all the angels out there, you know, because I would really love to see her be the May Queen.
Aw. Let me see. Do you get anything, Patty? Hang on.
I see her in a beautiful dress. I do. I see her with, like, feels like a pageant type of dress on, you know, beautifully dressed with a really glowy energy, which might indicate that she will. I'm getting that, yeah. And I see a lot of pride feeling around her, you know, being really happy to be doing this. So,
I was sensing that too. Before I was doing the angel card, I was actually seeing in the crowd. I'm feeling it. I think so. There is an angel, of course, that beats all angels to. I would call in definitely Archangel Shamuel of love, because this is a love of her faith that she wishes to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, being Archangel of love, Archangel Shamuel you can ask before you go to bed that how much she wishes to do this.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-M-U-E-L.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's any way of persuading it to actually do angels work through humans too. They can actually set in motion the thought process of through you. But I'm trying to think of a way to persuade someone who would be in charge of that how to do this. I mean, I did see, just like Patty said, I saw her actually as she was leading it. So I'm guessing that it could be that.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly would love to see that.
Is she, I'm getting 13,
14.
12, how old?
14.
14, okay, 13, 14, okay, good. Yeah, I'm right then. We didn't know. I'm seeing that age girl, so I would say yes, for sure. If I saw like a five, I didn't, you know, we didn't have it. So I'm really seeing this as a sight. So I'm guessing that I see a group of girls, so it's not just her. I see, like, feels like about 4 to 5 really very dressed up girls, like in like a pretty flowery, you know, like that kind of dress. I feel almost like patent leather shoes came up for me, but I don't know what that would mean. But that's why it just makes me feel like Easter feeling, you know, but it's not. But maybe it will be between these four girls that she will be one of. You know what I mean? Like, she'll be a part of this. And so there won't be a distinguished feeling of it being over another, which is kind of nice. So it's not win or lose. It's just, it will be more of a unity feeling, it feels like. I don't know if, Anne, you're getting that. But it's not like she's picked out and there she is. You know, it feels like they didn't do that, which is kind of nice. I like that, that it's more... we're all winners kind of thing. We're all good, you know, beautiful kind of feeling. That's what I'm getting. So I like that. I think that's a win-win for everybody involved. You know, that feels good to me. So.
And the angel card I got was the playfulness card.
Yeah.
The angels, I know she has many angels around her. I was sensing names, but there's so many names. I was receiving so many names. I'm thinking maybe it's her friends' names and things.
This could be that she knows maybe 4 to 4 girls really well, like she's good friends with these girls, and it doesn't feel like she would want to win over them. She would want to be a part of them. And that's wonderful. I love that she's got a beautiful spirit, your daughter. Really, really wonderful. And she doesn't want to be like separate from, she really likes the other. And so it feels like they all win. It feels like I get this sense of happiness and joy, and they're having a really good time, and they look so beautiful. And the winning is not, or the picking is of the person is not important. It's more that whole day, and that they had, you know, beautiful clothes, they had their hair done. It's just this whole experience feels very positive to me, and I really like that. I like that better than the feeling of winning, you know what I mean? So I have a feeling that it will go that way, and it will be just a beautiful day for everybody. So,
yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. It does feel that way. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Ray.
Yeah, you can stay on if you'd like, okay?
Have a super night.
You too, love.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're talking to Patty and Anne on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you? Hi, Anne. It's Colleen's daughter.
Oh, hi, Heather.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So nice to see your voice.
It's nice to hear your voice too.
Thanks. What would you like to know?
I want to see if I could have an angel card reading.
Okay. Do you have anything specific, or you just want to know something, some guidance for anything? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
you want a specific question answered, or?
No, I just wanted just some guidance, I guess. And
okay. Sandra, I got an angel's name for you.
Okay.
I actually got Sandy. Sandy, Sandra.
Sandy.
Yeah, she likes to be called Sandy, not Sandra. So
okay.
I said, how about Sandra? She said, no, Sandy. Okay.
I just got, I'm not going to do a reading, but this is interesting. First question, first thing that came up is about, was a question about a boy. and there is a question that is on your mind. Is that correct?
About a boy?
About somebody, yeah, that you know or you've
well,
been seeing. Yeah?
I was going to ask something. My friend had passed away in October.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my girlfriends, though. And I feel like I wake up every morning and I feel like she was with me, like, during the night. Like, I just had, like, a strange, I can't explain, like, I just feel like I, like, she was, like, visiting me in the night. Like, I have dreams about her, but I almost feel like I was, like, awake.
Okay.
I can't really...
Yeah, I do. I do know that. Is there an A name involved in this?
Her name was Stacy.
Stacy.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I'm getting kind of a choking feeling.
She aspirated, actually, and choked.
Okay, it's her then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you are correct. She's saying that, yeah, she just wanted to let me know that I was talking to her. Okay, so yes, she did. She passed. It was sudden. It wasn't something that they were aware of. It happened quickly. She didn't feel any pain. She's saying, I am on the other side. And yes, she is with you. She does show up a lot. She says she's in the car with you when you're singing. She's in your
it's funny because there's a song that comes on in the radio.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was right around the time where she passed away, like the song just came out, and I could just like picture her like dancing.
Uh-huh.
Like,
she's
club
with
to that
you
song.
Again. Yeah. She's like, oh, I love when she sings in the songs that comes on the car. So she's telling me that. So, and also, yes, that is her. She can reach you more at night because of being quiet. Your mind is quiet. You're more
mm-hmm.
receptive. And so, if you want to, she's saying, have more intention to when you go to sleep. You know,
okay.
Say, I want to talk to you, Stacy. Come to me. I will listen to you. Come to my dreams. And really welcome her in so you'll be more apt to put her on a frequency that you can hear her. Okay?
Okay.
She had a boyfriend, she's telling me,
mm-hmm.
that she was a little bit worried about after she passed because he took it quite hard. It was someone she liked. And maybe a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And she was a little concerned with him doing drugs. And she's
uh-huh.
like, she didn't want that to happen. So she's telling me for you to watch out. And if you can, keep an eye on. And if you run into him, tell him that you talked to her. And that will snap him out of being kind of unaware of her being present in his life. Okay. Because
okay.
she comes in to visit him a lot too, and
okay.
if you tell him this, he will mm-hmm. understand it. Okay.
Okay.
And also she comes at night for him.
Okay.
And I just see bowling. Just saw big about bowling. Something about bowling. Who knows?
Okay.
Whatever that is, it's like a bowling shirt type of feeling I'm seeing is this bowling shirt around this guy. So I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's nice that you give this message to him, that she is there, she's come to see you, she's around you, you talk to someone who said, yes, it's her, and that she visits him, and that she's worried about doing too much drugs or something, that she's saying. She's a little bit too worried about too much, she's saying, too much.
Okay.
Like, a little's fine, she's like, a lot, too much is not good. Anyway, you know what I mean. So she's pretty cool, she's totally, you know, having fun on the other side, she says. She's learning a lot going on. She's saying, you know, she's still studying. She wanted to be something in the medicine, she's saying. So it's like she's learning still. So, you know, it's kind of like that's still going on. She didn't stop. She just wants you to know she visits you when she feels you need her. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, I did get something for you. Looks like you've been struggling with a couple things. Mostly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are saying you're focusing, you need to focus fully. When you do that, don't think about what you want. Think about what you want, not what you don't want.
Okay.
And when you want something, when you want to manifest something, I always say this to a lot of the friends that come to me. Think of your angel as your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're invisible, but it's just like asking a friend to buy you a shirt if you need a shirt and you don't have time to go buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your angel as that person and just forget about it. You know how you can give somebody a chore and then you can forget about it?
Mm-hmm.
That angels love doing stuff for us, and if you just give them the task, they'll take it away and don't worry about it. And they want you to have faith. Entirely give it over to them. Stop, don't worry about the details of how to get it. They take care of that for you. Once you let go of that thought, what you just did is you just released your lock. You lock things up when you ask for something and then you don't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So you just released it. And to bring harmony into all the situation, because when you look at things, just see the beauty of everything. And everybody you meet, see the beauty in them. And that makes divine things possible for you. So stop worrying. Things will work out. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. You have many great things that are coming to you. So it could be just that, you know, things become overwhelming is sometimes what happens when we start worrying and thinking things that they're not going to go right. So just release it to your angels, and they'll take it away.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for letting me on the air, and have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we have had some fun. And the hour is up, and
okay.
I think we pretty much have taken all the callers. And what I would like to do is just leave everyone that's listening with something that they can take with them, a prayer, some new way of seeing themselves and also this moment. So I always like Annie to do that and have the angels come in and leave us with a wonderful prayer and thought for tonight. So.
Well, the message I have tonight is my angel said to take time when you wake up in the morning and just to go outside and breathe and just listen to the birds, for when they sing messages of love, and just take time out to acknowledge and see all the beauty all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do see we have one more caller. Do you want to see if we have a time? Yeah, okay. Hold on.
If you want.
I would love to, sure. It's a beautiful rainy day, nothing else. Hello, you're talking to Patty and Ann. Who am I talking to?
Hi, how you doing? It's Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
We're good.
I have one question. Right now, I'm looking for a job. I want to know if you have any good news about that, because right now it's so hard to find a job.
Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Nice. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
I do see temporary work coming your way. It feels very spring-like, things that you do. Are you a good, can you do things like carpentry and gardening and things like that?
Well, I do love carpentry.
Okay. I see that coming your way, and it's coming kind of on a temporary basis. You'll probably hook up in the summer, spring kind of job. It will be something, and you will learn a lot. You can work with other people. And once this actually happens for you, it's really going to be beneficial for the next level of work. It feels like if you do stay within that premise of building, you may have to move or go someplace else. It feels like a warm weather. It feels very hot to me, almost like a Las Vegas type of place. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what it feels like. So it feels like if you get involved with the carpentry, if you learn from this male figure, he feels like very wise. He's in that kind of, you kind of know him a little bit. And if you just tell this person that you are interested, he will say, sure, I have a job maybe you can help me out with. It's going to start like that. But it could be a really wonderful thing to learn and a new career for yourself. It feels like that is coming your way. So keep your eyes open on that one. Let's see what Ann feels.
Well, I actually saw him in a six.
Did you?
But I'm thinking, yeah, since it's summertime coming, temporary came in.
Yeah.
And then I saw after the temporary over, he's actually going to be in a suit.
Oh.
I don't know if you like that, but
mm-hmm.
I'm being shown also, I know this is frequent in everyone that I have been encountering. There's a lot of fear in a lot of things that we go through when we want something so bad. You're actually blocking. You're like, it's again that key. You're blocking the gate to your purpose. So, Archangel Michael is the best person to get rid of fear. All you have to just say, Archangel Michael, get rid of my fear now, and it would be done. That actually will remove this veil that you've placed, and he'll remove it as soon as you ask him, and you'll be able to. Just say, hey, what jobs do I need to go out? You know, look in the, I guess, I don't know, do they do paper jobs in the paper anymore? I don't even know. I don't look in the paper. I was just getting thoughts of someone you may know. You were mentioning a person, Patty,
mm-hmm.
that they might lead you.
Yeah, and the name began with an R. It felt like Richard or Rick or Robert or something like this gentleman will be already doing this kind of work, like revamping places, you know, reconstruction kind of stuff, and he will be someone that will be helpful in that particular area. I saw him in a suit too, but it wasn't like a suit. It was almost like it felt like you were a DJ at a wedding. Is that possible? Do you like
music?
Huh?
I mean, yes, I do like music. A couple of friends of mine are DJs.
Okay, it's possible that you may start to move into that area. It felt like you were around music. I heard music. I saw you kind of dressed up nice in a suit and kind of a cool looking, you know, tie kind of thing, and you kind of are moving in it because it came up music, and so I'm guessing that could be maybe a part-time job at night. So there might be two things that you're going to be checking out, you know, new things, really fun things. So I really want you to keep yourself open, and if you really like it, talk about it. I want you to tell 10 people tomorrow. Hey, you know, I think I might like to do some disc jockeying. Maybe I could own a disc jockey place. I could buy some and start. I want you to talk to at least 10 people about the idea, okay?
Okay,
because
thank you.
It will start the movement towards what it is that could manifest for you if you start to talk about it.
Right.
And okay. Yeah. And what do you think, Annie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
With that.
And I do see music. Do you play an instrument?
No, I do not right now.
You don't. Okay. I actually see that you could be a music, you could do it naturally. You have a really good gift for guitar. I saw you playing with your, so that's something that you probably could do and really love and enjoy. So don't say no. Give it a shot. I mean, these are all your gifts, you know, that you're trying to kind of start to uncover. You're kind of an artist to me. That's why carpentry will be good for you, because you'll use your hands, you'll be able to create things. You have a beautiful artistic spirit around you, like lots of color and a lot of music. So that's showing me that you have that in you that maybe you haven't explored yet. So I would go for those two things, and I know you will just be thrilled and happy to do it. Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay, Rick.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Blessings. We do have one more caller. You wanted?
Sure.
I don't want to leave anybody out. We're having so much fun. Okay. Hello, you're on Heart and Soul.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Okay.
Are you getting a little bit of feedback?
We are, yeah, just a tiny bit. I didn't know if it was just the weather.
Okay.
But I can hear you great. How about you, Anne?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, great. Because I'm not sure, I called the 347 number.
Yeah.
And also the toll-free number.
Oh, yeah. So either one would get you through. So you're
okay.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm not sure which one I'm talking to you on.
Oh, it's all the same. It just all goes through the same switchboard, so don't worry about it. Yeah.
Is that Karen with a K?
Yes, it sure is.
Okay. Thank you.
So my question is, well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate that. And I've been really struggling in my life with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what you see for me in relationships. And particularly, there's a man who I believe is my soulmate. And we're not together. And I'm wondering if you see him and I ever coming back together.
Is it a name that begins with a B or a P?
No, it's Roy.
Who?
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah.
Did not come up right away. So let me just see.
Karen, you said he's not with you now.
No.
You with him?
Pardon me?
Were you with him?
We were never in a relationship, but really strong connection in so many ways.
Okay. Were you ever a couple?
No.
Okay. I sense like difficulty right away. Hang on.
And there was lots of difficulty.
Yeah. I felt like he was married or he was in a relationship that was still around him. So
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm picking up on him then.
Yeah, and I basically had to just let him go and wish him a good life.
Yeah, and it was the best thing you did. I really feel like your guides are saying, yeah, it took a lot for you to do that, and they were very happy you were strong enough to do that. And it doesn't feel like it would be a healthy thing for you. It feels like it would not be the best choice. If the angels were going to pick somebody for you, this would not be it. He's got a lot of issues, you know, and so it doesn't feel like it would be the highest energy for you. You know, so
right.
I'm gonna. I don't know if Anne's feeling that.
The only thing I'm get, I Mm-hmm. Like I said, I felt this big difficulty.
This
web, and I was like, so I'm asking the angels, what's the deal? And they're saying, it's good where it's at right now. You do communicate with them, correct?
Well, after I basically had to let him go, and basically he told me that he loved me, and I had shared my feelings with him. And then I asked him if he was going to stay with this person. And he said yes, because this person loved him so much. Mm-hmm. And then I just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really spoken to him since then. And I just pretty much let it go. But he has tried to be in contact with me, but we haven't spoken.
This is what I get right away. He knows he's not good for you, but he hates to lose it. That it's a hard thing I do feel your sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel your love. I don't doubt for a moment how much you love him.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is just cherish that, what you have with him, because, I don't know, maybe this void, this break now that you have, something may happen, and with calling in some angels, they might smooth out the road so that it gets healed. There's a big healing that needs to be done. You may even talk to him about it. That there needs to be some divine guidance in here if you really want to stay with this person. But, you know, I'm just feeling such, like, this distress.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healing needs to be done. You're slowly healing, I could feel, but you need to fill that with something. You need to fill this void that you have right now, and that's his void, with something to brighten you up, to maybe even you need a shift. We need to create a shift in you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking what to do. Patty.
Yeah, I just got a church, okay? I just got a really big church, a lot of singing going on there. It feels like there was some kind of connection, maybe, that you guys had. Is that possible? Is there something that you guys did together, like that was a group activity in any way, like some celebratory, like singing I see around you, really big. And it's beneficial for you if you can. I see like a group of people getting together, singing like a chorus. It feels like that would be very helpful for you, to kind of get your spirit up and alive again, you know? And in that, it was weird. I saw this, I'm going to put it out there because I saw this whole thing. You meet somebody, and there's a coffee shop. It looks like a Starbucks I'm looking at, or like a coffee shop, a local coffee shop. And I see you meeting somebody else. Somebody that you kind of knew but didn't know well. You start talking again. You start seeing them there, kind of thing. And this is a new energy coming into your life. It's not Roy. So yay for you. And it's a good thing. It's actually going to pull you more away from Roy, because this energy is going to come in and going to kind of show you that there are other fish in the sea kind of feeling for you. You're going to kind of, in that, be able to move out of Roy a little easier and quicker. But I see it happening at a coffee shop. And it's near your, you're sitting there, you have like a computer in front of you, and you're doing some kind of work there. And this is where you will meet this person. It doesn't feel like a stranger. It feels like someone you knew. And it will be good for you to do. As for the singing or the music or something that I feel is real beneficial, I want you to look around you to see if there's anything like that going on, okay? If there's, like, in your community, some kind of thing that you could start going to, even a dance class, something to get you moving, okay? Get that energy going. And that would be so beneficial for your whole spirit, because it's like it brings joy immediately to your whole body, and you won't be able to feel anything other than joy. And that's what we need, to get you more into that level and less into the wondering and the war and the feeling and all that. That just brings you, in a sense, back into a very kind of negative space, I'm going to say, because it's like, Roy, you did let go. You let go in a beautiful way. You sent him off in love. And now, every time you start to think about him, he starts to creep back into your consciousness. And guess what that does? It's like little fingers, energy fingers, that are holding you down and not letting you fly. So I want you to really see that love, we want it to be sent away. We want you to bless him, send the angels to him, hope that best for him, all that. And send it and bless it and let the angels take care of Roy, okay? Because that will release you. And do you feel that, Annie, too?
Yeah, I do get the sense of, yes, in place of him, look at, right, the singing thing, something that will give you an uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Karen, you're such a beautiful being. Gosh, you just radiate.
Yeah.
I have, I was trying to see if I could, it's kind of, you have like this sparkling energy. I can't put my finger on it. But you're like it, so you're full of enchantment, and you're like, you're just magical.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, I don't know if you know this, but your angels want you to know that you're so special. Just trust in yourself, because
mm-hmm.
this may even heal Roy.
Yeah.
This, you do have a link with him. Yes, you definitely do. Sometimes you have to experience a pain in order to release that person releases it at the same time. And once it's released, this amazing thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels told me they're sending you many blessings right now, because you have, like I said, you are just a beautiful person. Many blessings are being sent to you as we speak, and as I speak to you, I can, I'm actually channeling that to you. That's why I asked if your name was spelled with a K. And trust and release, and something beautiful is going to happen for you. Okay.
Is there any question, Karen, do you have? Hello? Hello? I think, Karen, are you still there? Oh, maybe she got hung up. Let me see if she's on the other line. Well, let me see. Okay, Karen, if you're still there, don't know. I don't see you there, but let me just check. Hold on. Ann?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or someone else.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Patty?
This is Patty, yeah.
Oh, hi, Patty. This is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good.
I'm in California.
Oh, good, my hometown.
Oh, you're in California too? What part? I'm in Laguna Niguel.
I'm usually in Lake Tahoe, but I'm in Rhode Island right now doing the show from there. But, yeah, I'm sure it's beautiful. Yeah, so we would love to answer any questions you have, so why don't you go for it?
Can it be any question? Or
any question. If we can answer it, we will try.
You betcha. I'd like to find out what you see ahead in the love department right now.
Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
What was your question?
love, about love, about any relationship coming up for me.
Okay.
Any, yeah, a quality person.
Have you, it's saying that you, have you tried all these dating services like Match.com and all that?
Oh, yes, I've already done that.
That's,
I made a documentary of why it's dangerous.
Okay. Yeah, because right away it was like a big N-O on the Match.com. Isn't that interesting? Okay, yes. All right, that is so not for you.
Yeah, I had a really bad experience there.
Right. So I can see that there, the feeling of, well, how do I meet this person is going to be.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like, it's saying not necessary. That's what I keep hearing. Not necessary right now. Not necessary right now. So as much as you might want it, it's really not necessary right now, the second, like tomorrow, next day, you know, within the month or two. You have a lot going on, they're telling me. You have a lot going on. You are always busy. You have your plate full, or showing me plate full, plate plus. So you are a busy person, and it doesn't seem like a real relationship there would be time for right this second. So it's saying like it's giving me six months from now. There may be some time where you will be less busy and less wondering, and so it might be better for you to do what you're doing now. Get your business, get everything going. It seems like you're starting up things. You have a lot of energy into new endeavors and all things that you are doing. And so you're busy. And so it doesn't feel, as much as you want a relationship because you want to come home to somebody, you know, to kind of be your resting point for you, it doesn't feel like it could happen. You know what I mean? You got to have time for it. So 6 months from now, it feels like you will have more opportunity to have that happen. So why don't we just let that be a kind of a blessing for you to say, I am ready and able when the time is right to receive.
Right. It feels like I'm working on my career. It does. I mean, I am putting everything, every ounce of me. I probably should have asked you, you know, what you see in my career more than anything. But
I do see you doing really well, but you're right in the middle of it, aren't you? You're just in the start of it all, and it feels
new. It's at the very start. The things haven't busted through. I'm an actress, and I've been auditioning for different things, you know, for TV hosting and TV, mostly television.
Good. I was right.
Did you know that? Did you see that?
I did see you doing that.
You did?
I did, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good. So, it's just been a long road, Patty, and it's been a very brutal, lonely journey to get where I'm going. And it is, it's my livelihood. It's either that I either succeed or starve, so.
Yeah.
You know.
And you have to put the time and the effort and all that into doing that particular type of work more than anything else, you know. So it feels like you will be focused for the next 6 months on really starting this and getting it going and going to the calls and doing all that you have to do to get that to happen for you, getting the good manager, you know, everything. That it takes a lot. It takes a lot of, you know, meeting people, the right people, and it feels like that is going to be what you need to do. So as for a relationship happening, it doesn't feel like this would be the right time for you. I know you want one. I do. I feel your longing. But the right and perfect one needs you to be happy and whole in yourself. And so that will happen when this dream happens for you. You know what I mean? And it will happen. I do see it happening. I do.
You do?
Absolutely.
That's good news. I've heard a lot of... I'd say 90% of any people that I've spoken to with your talents and gifts, you know, mediums or readers, they have told me the same thing. There's been a couple people in there that I disagree with that say, oh, I see you just getting one little thing. And, you know, I know that. I know intuitively that's not true, you know. Mm-hmm. I know there's some steady stuff coming in. I feel it's just a matter of when, you know, my patience is just about at its limit.
Right.
You know.
I know, and that's why this, that's why the focus has to be even. Your commitment has to run very deep and very solid, if you know what I mean. Don't, I want you to really see what you want every day. Put it out there. Ask the angels. At every moment you start to feel any insecurity or any thoughts that it's not going to happen, have them come in and take that thought away and say no, you know, and bring in Michael. I love Michael for protection. And Annie, you go for it.
Gonna... right away, Audrey, I got your angel's name. Her name's Angela. And she's your guardian angel, and she came in right away saying, I want her to know I know she's feeling a little alone, but I'm with her. You'll know, you'll sense your angel if you feel right where your heart is. It usually feels really nice warmth that lets you know your angel's with you. She wants you to know she moves along with you. She feels everything you're going through, and she wants you to know that you're not alone. She also says you're in a time of growing. In order for you to be your perfect self, because we all want to be perfect, and it's a great thing to be that perfect person. You're in a growing stage right now, so everything that's come that you're experiences, you're supposed to be experiencing everything that you are going through right now, because right now. It's coming soon. So I got a name right away. You're going to meet a person named Charlie or Charles.
That's Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody else told me this, too, Anne.
Because as soon as you came in, started talking to Patty, I got Charles. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, let me write him down. Because sometimes I don't know if that's the angel's telling me that's their name, but I go, what's her angel's name? And they go, Angela. This is Angela. So this, everything that you're going through right now is going to have, it's happening for a reason, because you're going to emerge into this great thing. I shouldn't use that word. It's going to be spectacular. You're going to have to hold on, because it's going to be great.
Wow, thank you.
I see, like, this spectacular, like, I don't know, explosion, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, you're going to meet somebody by that name. I don't know if it, hey, who knows, it might be the one, or, but somebody in your path come in your way, and that's sent from your angels.
And his name is Charles, right?
I got Charlie right away, but I'm going to say Charlie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, just similar name, yeah. Charlie. I'll write that name down. So he could be work or love or both. Actually, you never know.
Right.
Where you have a partnership, you know, where you both work on the same stuff together. Interesting. That's the second time I've heard his name come up in the last few weeks. Interesting.
Yeah,
and Angela.
Yeah, when I was thinking of when I went into Charles, how you'd be meeting him, it felt like you were at like a New Age convention.
Oh my God, you gave me the chills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Patty,
mm-hmm.
I've been told that I was going to meet this guy, the one for me, at a New Age event. That's him, and that's the love mate that you're talking about.
That's him, yeah.
That's him. His name is Charles.
Yeah, that's
or
the
Chuck.
One. Yeah, it feels like he's going to be there at the, you know, taking part of it, and you'll meet him, and he's from your kind of area, you know, that area. So there'll be a nice blend of being able to see the person, too.
And he's spiritual.
Yeah.
He has to be, or he couldn't be with me, right?
Yeah, and that's why he's there, and that's why it will be something that you'll notice. Oh, look, there's this guy, you know. And it feels like he's going to be also in the film industry. That's what I just keep getting, film industry.
Oh,
film industry.
That's right. He is going to be. That's probably why it's going to work out with us.
And
like
maybe that's
thing.
Why you're going to be at this convention. to see a film, to promote a film, something about a film, kind of a documentary. Yeah, it feels like a documentary. I know you said that, but it really does feel like a new age kind of documentary that you're going to be kind of a part of or helping promote or something like that. So I really get that this is going to be where you will meet him. That feels real true to me. It feels like, oh, yeah, there he is. And I actually saw you in this beautiful purple outfit.
Oh, my gosh, I love purple.
It was very goddess-like, you know. You had a very goddess-like looking purple, a beautiful outfit on, and it was very, compelling.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys see some beautiful pictures. Do you know what he looks like at all or not? Or is that too tough to see him?
Well, I do see a male with glasses. He has glasses on, kind of like professory looking kind of glasses. Tall, thin, kind of a lanky body type. That's what I keep seeing.
Lanky
and tall, yeah, but with glasses.
That's how the Geminis look, their bodies. But I hope he's more like a Cancer or a water sign, Pisces, you know, something sensitive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something really sensitive.
But if he's in the film business, I would guess he's very artistic. That's the feeling I get. Sag.
Wow.
Yeah. It will be, you know, we'll be within, you know, not a short amount of time. I mean, you're going to have to finish out the next 6 months, finish up your career, get focused, get centered, get going.
Right.
You know, every day do your work to keep you going and manifest this for the next level of your life. You know, it feels like that would be the right way to approach this and not want it too soon, okay? I know we all want it right now, but I really want you to know it's there. It's just a matter of...
I mean, I'm such a late bloomer. I'm 43. You know, I look a lot younger. I've been blessed because I'm a Capricorn. You know, we age differently than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm 16 in some ways, but and then I feel like I'm 105 in some ways. And then, you know... I'm just like, is this guy, I hope he can keep up with me, though, you know, because I usually like younger guys, so I hope he's, like, you know, youthful and all that kind of thing with his energy and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and he will be. He will be. He will be kind of a punky. I'm going to say that in a nice way.
Punky.
You know what I mean, like kind of a rocker.
Yeah, like hip, edgy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it feels like. I see even a couple tattoos on. I mean, he's a little bit edgy, and I like that for you. I think that works, you know.
Do you see a couple tattoos on him?
I do. Yeah, just little ones.
I
never
cute.
See that, but I did. I saw some, you know, kind of, he's kind of a rocker, man. You know, that's why I think you're going to like him. Likes what you like, kind of thing. But again, this won't be. You know, I want you not looking for him. I want you just knowing.
I know. I can't. I just got to keep focus on my career, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Just keep the eye on the ball. Keep the eye on the ball, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it will happen. But really, I want you to wake up. I want you to do your work, do your visualization. You know, write in your journal. I want you to really stay present for what you want. Okay, you want just you, just. Your desire, nothing else. Not with anybody involved. And really say, you know, manifest that real powerful. Because you're not doing this to attract anybody. You're doing this because this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know, right?
Because it's my destiny. Since I was a little girl, I loved Lucille Ball and Shirley Temple, and I wanted to be them. I wanted to be those two women.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken me forever. I guess Lucille Ball was a late bloomer, too.
I know. Lucy.
She's so funny. She was
so funny.
We love
her. I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
You know, and it's not like this is what really the conversation has to be for you. It's not I'm a late bloomer. It is I am already in bloom.
I'm blooming.
You are already in bloom. You are beautiful. You are a bright, beautiful flower. It's not when, it's now. Okay, so the conversation isn't when I am this, it is I already am this. You know, it's much more powerful to the universe, you know. Not I wish I was going to lose this weight. It's, no, I am losing. You know, so the I am is very powerful. So I want you to be really aware of that. So when you say to yourself, I am I am already successful. I am already, you know, acquiring what it is I would like to see in my life. I mean, that is really a powerful statement, and not I wish, okay? I wish, not good. I wish
I am.
I am very powerful.
It's the present. It's in the present, as if
yeah.
it's already done, right?
And there's
it's
power,
like the,
right?
It's science, like it's already done. So
right.
be it. It's a,
right.
You know, I am.
I am.
And it's a great feeling when you do that. I go back and forth, and I'm like been on a roller coaster with this, you know, going, you know, one minute I'm depressed, ready to give up and throw in the towel, but then I'm like, no, I've come too hard, but, you know, too far, too hard. I can't. It's do or die. I mean, honestly, I think my soul would die if I didn't, you know, I mean, probably wouldn't, but I wouldn't be happy with myself. You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
If I didn't do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. So that's exactly what I'm sure the angels would want for you to do, is to be true to that self. And don't, you know, the rescue, I mean, we all have it. We all have it as women. We, you know, oh, we want to be the maiden, you know, and be rescued by the prince. It's a real common,
yes.
you know, common vision.
Daddy, do you know how many times I think like that? Like, what, can he just be on the white horse, the chariot, and come and get me, please, out of the situation?
But, you know, they never continue the story of that, you know. That poor girl gets rescued, has to go home and make dinner and wash the guy's socks, and you know, it's not like that's the end. That's the beginning of a life, and that can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be the life that you are settling for, thinking that that's what I need to have to make me whole and complete. The truth is, you have to just have you in full bloom. And then that prince will see you, because you will be shining bright. And that's the whole reality to this whole matchmaking thing. The brighter you shine, the more happy you get, the brighter and more visible your spirit gets to be with the one that's been really looking for you too. And that is,
well, and he's looking for me too, huh?
Exactly.
He's looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how spiritual, I wonder if he talks like the how we're talking, like if he has a reader, and, you know, I always wonder those things,
hey,
like,
you know,
does he have a list? Does he have a reader? Is he trying to figure out me, where I'm at?
Yeah,
like, well, what do you think he's doing right now? What do you think this guy does right now? What do you think he does?
That's what you just said.
Yeah, he's doing what you're doing, too. Yeah. And we get, you know, Annie and I were really amazed, and we loved the fact that men are calling in. You know, this is not just a female.
I love it,
thing.
Too, when I hear men calling
yeah,
in.
We do.
Oh,
I
love
just,
it.
I love the fact that there are men out there that are spiritual, that have a concept of angels. This is happening. So you are in a world that these possibilities are existing already. So don't lose faith. They are there. They are looking for you, too. We get, I mean, Annie, remember last time we read, I'd say half the callers were men, and half
right.
of them wanted to know about love.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so.
I really want you to know
it.
That as much as you are, the question is there for you. It's there for them too. They want to meet the spiritual, lovely, wonderful, you know, kind soul that they want to spend the rest of their life with too. But we are in the process of really acceleration right now. So if you are a spiritual being, or if you've had the inclination to be a psychic or a healer or an artist or any of the above that will serve the highest, in a sense, vibration on this planet, it is going to be what you're going to be doing. There won't be anything you can do about it. That's what I keep saying. You're going to try to do something else, but it won't let you, because we are finally being given the amazing gift, just like the angels. Look at Annie with the show. First time angels are having their own radio show. Isn't that just amazing? I mean, so it
yeah.
is, it's happening. So I want you just to
beautiful.
Know that that is already happening. All of it is in the works already. And just like, you know, we're getting these callers that are looking for the same thing, he is looking for you as much. But you have to get bright. You can't go back into the depression and into the worry and into the maybe and maybe not. You have to stay very strong and very bright.
No,
yeah.
no. It's mm-hmm. like this. It's like I'm fighting. I feel like I'm a Gemini sometimes, you know that?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm two people who at war with, like two and one at war, fighting with one side wants to go this way positive, and the other side's negative, and they're fighting with each other to see who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. I honestly feel like that's it's just the weirdest thing. Plus, I got Moon in Cancer, which is an emotional basket case, you know. You know, that's it. You know, so that's a tough one.
So
yeah,
you really need this reading.
I love it, huh?
You really will need a very grounded soul then, if that is going on for you, so they can really help anchor this energy that you have a hard time yourself controlling. You're going to have to ask for somebody that's very rooted and grounded and can kind of, you know, just put you right into a great neutral place in your emotional body. So
really grounded,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Someone very grounded. Earth sign would probably be the best then, you know.
An earth sign?
Mm-hmm.
I've been told before that he would be an earth sign, like
yeah.
A Taurus would be good for me,
yeah.
Probably, huh?
Very. Yeah,
I love Taurus. I don't with men Scorpios. I love women Scorpios. I get along great with them. I've had some bosses that were Scorpios in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I love their business savvy. But the men, unless they're an Eagle Scorpio, I cannot deal. I can't deal with them. And then the Cancer ones, the men that I've been with in the past, they've all had some weird dysfunction or addiction going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I can't blame that on everybody, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, all the, you know, I just think a Taurus would be awesome.
And it will come, yeah.
I love Taurus.
Yeah, I would see that being good for you, too. Well, let's say we have a couple, just one more caller, so I'm going to try to get to it, and I'll have the highest vision for you. Don't lose sight of what you want to do, okay? And I know that if you can stay focused, it will manifest itself, okay? Do your work. Do your work so that
thank
we
thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
Love
thank you.
You
for all this time.
Love
and my heart appreciates so much. And I just made you a favorite, so
thank you.
I'll see if I can find a way to find you on Facebook or something. I don't know if you're there.
Yeah,
but
I'm on Facebook.
You.
Facebook, yep, we're on. I don't know, Ann.
I'm on it, too.
Yeah, we're all on it.
Okay, we're
all right,
on you.
Blessings, Audrey. Okay.
Bye, hon. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. Annie, do you have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Hi, who's online?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted a reading, too, on Love Life when you see a boyfriend in marriage.
Boyfriend in marriage. See, we have going on tonight, huh? So, Anne, can we have your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Love is in the air.
It's spring happening.
Yeah. Angels love love. That's my favorite. Okay, Suzanne, okay.
Suzanne, is this have you just recently, or maybe not recently, within the last 3 years, just gotten out of a relationship?
No, not at all.
Have you had one, a long-term one?
Long time ago, very long, almost 8 years ago.
8 years, okay. So it's been that long since you've trusted, because trust came up real big, trust. So I'm getting that's why it was like a big distance between the last relationship and this one, that, or the one that you're ready for now?
No, not really. I haven't met anyone.
Okay, well. All right. I just got this great little balancer that came up, and the standard was quite high. I like you, Susan. You have very high standards in men, and I really appreciate that for women, that you don't settle. And I like that. That's really powerful. I love that. It feels like you take a good look at what the man in front of you, and then you make a judgment, and you go, oh, no, not for me. Is that right?
Well, sometimes I meet people who are not commitment-minded, that's why.
Okay, so you have a sense that's right off the bat that they're not going to work out, or do you give them a chance?
I give them a chance, but then I find that they're not really, you know, they tell me they're not, so I know that.
They're not, okay.
Yeah.
So they're up front and you say, okay, not for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see you meeting, and I'm going to say what I see. It's a gathering. It's kind of like a temple or some kind of thing that you could actually be a part of, some type of group that will have more professional men attached to it, kind of like you know, where you will meet some. But this feels like I'm seeing somebody's nephew that they introduce you to. It feels like somebody knows this particular male, and they introduce you to him. And at first, he doesn't look the type. I'm getting that you're not immediately attracted. But after you sit with him, he's funny, and he's got a nice personality. Like, has like a name like Stanley or Leon or something kind of like that. It's not a normal name. It's kind of, for me, that's not normal, Stanley or Leon. But so it feels like a kind of that type of, anyway. So he has glasses, and he's not normally your cup of tea, but he's very, very, very nice. And you're going to say, well, maybe I'll give him another. And it will be that kind of thing. It won't be like this love at first sight kind of thing. But he will be extremely down to earth, real, honest. And really, he's looking for a relationship, this guy. He wants kids. He wants, you know, he wants it. He wants the big...
Do you know when I'll meet this person?
I see a Christmas tree. I just saw a Christmas tree and lights, so it might be from to next December, okay?
Wow.
But that's okay. Christmas is a good time. It's a kind of a function that you're going to go to, so it's going to have like a that feeling around it. But and then this particular person knows this particular person. It's kind of that way to meet this guy, and so it will kind of come to you that way. But it doesn't. It didn't come up until December for me. So what do you see?
Well, at first I was like, I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe because of December, yeah.
Yeah, and then I started asking. I got a name, but not an angel name, but this name Peter came in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody musical? Do you?
No.
Somebody musical is coming your way that you're going to meet. And I was seeing 6 months, but that's close to December.
Yeah.
And this person is going to be a nature type of person. You were saying that. I was like, oh, I'm getting this nature thing. So I was trying to see where is she going to find.
You have a friend with the initials B, like Betty or Brenda or something like that?
No.
Like a good, okay, because it feels like through this B name, this is the cousin or, you know, that this is how you will meet him. It's like it's a matching up of, like, you know, I know this guy, that kind of thing's going to happen. And it will be through another person with initials B. So
I don't know any women with the name of B.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you won't be meeting somebody with the initials B within the next, you know, 6 months. So I wouldn't be surprised if you do meet somebody who knows some, you know, through this function. So,
now, is that the person I'm going to marry, or
it felt long term to me. It felt committed. Yeah, it did, and it didn't feel like at first you knew for sure whether or not this was the one, but he turned into the one. So I keep seeing the number 2 coming up, 2 years in by the time you get married, which is good. You'll get to know him, meet him, you know, really know for sure if he's the guy he says he is. And he is. He's very grounded. He feels very sure, kind of a little bit old-fashioned, but nice, you know, has a good sense of humor. I keep seeing you laughing around him, which
is
great.
Does he want to adopt a child? Or?
Well, he's interested. That's what it feels like. He would be open, you know? Yeah. He would be open to whatever you would like to do if you wanted to go that way. I would say that within the next 2 years, this gentleman will come your way. He may be a little bit younger. I just got like 35, 36. Is that younger than you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be 50 this year.
Okay, he's going to be, yeah, it's almost a little substantially, but really lovely and sweet and mature for his age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, what do you see for the date this coming up, April 22nd?
April 22nd? I love that date.
I don't. I have to go to court.
Oh. No, I don't see any problem at all. Do you, any?
I got right away a vision of a heart, so...
So it's going to be good, yeah.
I would say it's good, whatever. Mm-hmm.
It's a custody battle.
Mm-hmm.
The heart, the love means the...
It will work in your favor, yeah.
Yeah.
I called one of these, the blog thing, psychic, and they said that I better watch it, that it could go my ex's way if I don't bring paperwork. That just got me nervous.
Yeah, you can stay on even if it's...
Because I'm supposed to find out in about 2 weeks, believe it or not, how one person feels about it.
Yeah, I do not see a problem. I just think if you show up with your angels, grounded, feeling very confident, answering the questions that they want, I think you'll just be fine, yeah.
Well, it's really not their questions. What it is that... I have to go somewhere where this person's going to talk to me and my ex,
uh-huh,
and say what they feel who should... I have the residential custody now, but they feel who should get it, me or him, get now. And then that person's going to influence the judge, and we're going to find this out in about 2 weeks. And then whoever she influences, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. I just heard them say, no, the mother, it's fine. The mother's fine. So you're fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. you know, you are the mother. That is where they want to keep it, and that's where they're going to keep it. So I would not worry about it, you know.
Yeah, well, they were asking my son if he wanted to go with dad, and even the other person was saying that he might get it.
Well, it will be up to the son. You know, he may say, I want to see both, and I wanted this. And
well, he does now.
Yeah. It feels like it's more, you have to listen to what he wants, too. So it made me both. You need to get it together so you can both see, and you know.
Well, I don't want to say on voice. It's not like that. It's he sees them. We have joint custody. He sees them every other day and every other weekend. But he wants to fully take them away and have them go to his house and take them out of the school he's in now.
Oh, no, not gonna happen.
the law guardian, whatever, a couple of weeks ago said it could happen.
Yeah, I know, but unless the boy wants to, because I think they're going to really listen to what he wants to do.
He thinks he just talked to him about 2 weeks ago, and he said he doesn't want to go there.
Okay. Then as long as that's still the same for him, then I would say no. Because they really will listen to him. He's old enough to make decisions, to have a say in this, and I think that it's no. He doesn't want to change. You know, he's happy, he's got his friends, he's got, you know, his world. And so I think they're going to honor him, you know. And that's the way you'd want it, right? That's
we're
hoping the best for him, really, right? So,
about 3 weeks ago, I think he said it the other way, though, than his dad, so that's why I get nervous.
He, you know why he's trying to please both sides? It feels like his dad is wanting him to say that, and then he doesn't want to hurt your feelings. So he just has to, you know, really be honest with himself, and that's what you have to say to your son. Just be honest with what you really want to do. If you want to... But I'm getting no, then he really would like to stay and just have the life.
He does, but my ex is horrible.
And he's manipulating a bit, too.
Yeah.
But I want you to really, you know, if you can, really have the lawyers listen to your son and what he really wants to do.
Okay.
And my feeling is he doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to
stop. And I'm going to meet with this person in about 2 weeks. What is she going to say? That's the scary part.
Well, she'll talk to you, talk to him, talk to the son. You know, he's going to try to be the mediator.
She did all this already. Now when we meet with her in about 2 weeks, it's going to be her decision which way she thinks she should go.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sit there in front of her and listen to it.
Yeah, I think you'll be relieved. I keep seeing you going, huh. That's what I just saw you go. Finally took a breath. Yeah, it was like, so I felt like you took a breath. It was like you were happy. It was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not going to have to worry about this.
And are you on every Monday night?
No, we're on every 2 weeks, and I'm usually Annie and I. We kind of figure out what's a good night to do it, but every 2 weeks, and then I do have another reader that comes on as well. So you can always listen for us, and if you need any advice, you can always call back. But all right, love. Well, have a wonderful night, and don't worry, it's going to be fine. Keep the positive. Keep the angels around you. Just give your worry over to your guardians. And don't bring in any negative thoughts at all to this situation, okay?
I know. I shouldn't listen to the other person because it was
no,
so negative.
No, I don't. If they start, don't shut them down. Do not go there. Say, no, this is going to work out for the highest good, for I believe that. And
absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Okay.
And I'll send good vibes your way.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're
absolutely
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, we're going to say goodbye. If we didn't get to read for you, well, please keep us in mind. Again, we will do this, and let us know how it goes, if there's any questions that come up for you, or if we in any way can give you some information or insight into what's going on. But I am going to have to go. It's like we missed it in a couple hours, but we totally loved it. Thank you, Annie. Thank you so much. It's
Thank
just
you,
awesome.
You're amazing. Thanks so much.
Oh, Annie, thank you. You are amazing. And I will let everyone know. It's on my web page, so please look it up. It's heartandsoulholistic.com. You can listen to this show if you wanted to hear your reading, and maybe you'll hear things you might not have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's nice to hear other people's reading, because I believe that sometimes messages come in through other people as well.
Right.
So don't you agree? And
okay.
So please download the show and listen to Annie. She tell them more how they can listen to your show.
Okay, I'm at www.talkanangels.com.
And that's on the web. They can pick it up there, or just on the radio.
On the radio, and they can pick up at that website. It's
talkinangels.com. And you can also read up on Annie and myself on the webpage. So if you had any questions, you can email us anything that you'd like us to help you with. We will definitely be happy to get back to you. So blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Remember, your thoughts are powerful. The angels are even more.
Yes, sir.
They are. Blessings. We'll see and talk to everyone again.
Okay.
Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.